AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The CEO of Lufthansa says he is stunned. Here speaking through a translator about word this morning that the co-pilot of a passenger jet that slammed into a mountain in France deliberately destroyed the plane.
I think in our worst nightmares, would we ever have imagined such a tragedy to happen in our group?
150 people were killed when 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz piloted the plane into a mountain in the French Alps while the pilot, locked outside the cockpit, banged on the door trying to get in. French prosecutor Brice Robin.
He refused to open the door and turned the button to get down the plane.
Authorities say the passengers were screaming as the plane slammed into the mountainside. What is still unclear is why he did it. Those who knew him say he seemed happy to be working for Lufthansa's low-budget carrier German Wings. One acquaintance described him as a quiet man but friendly. A National Weather Service meteorologist says it was likely a tornado that struck a mobile home park in a Tulsa, Oklahoma suburb, killing one person. He says a survey team is going to Sand Springs to confirm whether or not it was a tornado, but video footage he's seen suggests it was. Nearly 100 supporters looked on as a University of Virginia student arrested by state alcohol regulators in a bloody encounter made his first court appearance this morning. The judge postponed Martise Johnson's case, giving state police time to complete their investigation into his March 18th arrest outside a bar in Charlottesville. The Dow is down 61 points at the moment. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers are introducing a bill that allows arms to be sent directly to the Kurds fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq. Retired General John Allen is telling Congress that the U.S. is now deeply involved in the Iraqi operation to retake the city of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown.
A large number of well-targeted and precise airstrikes went in and are beginning to support the Iraqi security force operations that are unfolding right now.
The U.S. began airstrikes in Tikrit yesterday in support of a stalled Iraqi ground offensive to retake the city from militants. Pope Francis is going to visit the White House on September 23rd, and in a first ever for a pope, he'll address Congress the following day. Britain's King Richard III has been reburied 530 years after he was killed in battle. He was laid to rest in Leicester, 100 miles north of London. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.